Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show, because this show is for you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Happy Bill of Rights Day. That's what today is. It's Happy Bill of Rights Day. And I thought, well, it's appropriate that we should share that. So I'm going to read you the Bill of Rights here in just a moment. And I want to remind you that the Bill of Rights came to be because we had a group of founding fathers that didn't think that Constitution was quite up to snuff just yet. It didn't do enough to ward off, to back off, to keep from infringement the powers that might be. And James Madison was one of them. And he's called the father of the Bill of Rights because he's the one he didn't want to sign that Constitution unless we had something else. And so the Bill of Rights came to be the tin that sealed the deal. And they are meant, these 10 things are things that the government elected cannot touch, but touch they have. So let's read the Bill of Rights in honor of Bill of Rights Day. The First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say to secure your right to go hunt Bambi or to ward off burglars in your home. It says security of a free state. They wanted to be armed in case the government came after them again. Number 3. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in manner to be prescribed by law. The 4th Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath of or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. How many times have we had or seen or witnessed open warrants where they can go in and they can just search until they find something? According to the 4th Amendment, that's not allowed. Is that what they did to Manafort whenever they busted his, knocked on his door in the wee hours? Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land of naval forces or in the militia. When in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Think about that one. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy trial, to a speedy and public trial, by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusations, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. You have the right to know who your accusers are. They cannot remain anonymous. Amendment 8 and 7, I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. In suits of common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of a trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Interesting. And we come up with all these civil suits after something has not gone the way they want. You remember that? I didn't think it was right, even though I thought the judgment was wrong. I didn't think the second trial was constitutional. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Think about what they've tried to do to some of these companies, the bakers and the florists and stuff over gay marriages, same-sex marriages. They've just destroyed them. Is that not excessive fines? Is that not cruel and unusual punishment? Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Number 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Anything not listed in the Constitution is not under authority of the United States, but of the states or the person. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing, these Bill of Rights that seem to be ignored. They seem to be ignored. When someone's being fined millions of dollars and they know they can't pay it, is that not cruel and unusual? Is that not excessive? Ruining a baker, his company, taking away his livelihood or her livelihood because somebody had the feelings hurt, is that not excessive? There was no right in that was worth that much. Well, I didn't do a very good job of phrasing that. They were not stopped from what they wanted to do. He just said, I don't want to pay. I don't want to do this service. I don't want to do this. It was a religious right for him. We are on Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. The petty is going to come next. I've got a little pettiness that, meow, going on. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and it is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Don't all of you wait till the final segment. I can't get y'all in on that time. So start your calling now, 877-895-5410. It is Happy Bill of Rights Day. I encourage you to read the Bill of Rights. I read it to you. I read it on the other talk show that I'm on prior to this, and I'm going to be speaking at a luncheon here in just a little while, and I'm planning on sharing it again. I hope they can handle that. It's something I think we ought to be reading more often. I think we ought to be reading our Constitution, and I'm preaching to me as well as to you. And, oh, my goodness, go back and read the Declaration of Independence. Just read it, okay? We have C.W. from Missouri. C.W., how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Beth Ann. I sure wish we could still get your program down here.
Well, you're going to have to talk to them down there, because I think there's a lot of you missing me.
I've called some stations, and they, I don't know if it,
they want money.
Well, we'll think about it. Well, we'll check into it, and that's about as far as I get. You know how these stations are. But
yeah,
anyway, what I wanted to talk about was the Alabama election. I think the Democrats tricked the people of Alabama. To me, it's not what a guy did or didn't do 30 or 40 years ago. It's what he stands for now. Alabama elected a guy that believes in partial birth abortion. That's a baby killer. He believes in open borders. He believes in same-sex marriage. He believes in gay rights. That's what you put in for your congressman down there.
Mm-hmm.
As when you could have put in a guy that may or may not have done something several years ago, but for the last 30 years he'd been an exemplary person, and he stands for all the right things. So we've got to be careful.
We do.
I can tell you one thing, Republicans, they better get ready.
They're gonna hit.
This year, every Republican that runs and next year, there's going to be some woman come up and accuse him of sexual harassment.
Well, they're coming after the Democrats, too, but I think that's a ploy. You missed my monologue that day after the Alabama, and I was talking about the talking heads, even on the conservative shows. Hit more losing was the best thing for the party. It was the best thing for the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell wasn't going to have to fight him or deal with him, and this was just the best thing for the party. And I am so sick and tired of talking heads telling me it's best for a party when it's not best for we the people. And I think you're right, CW. I think they were fooled. I think they were scared into staying home and not voting or making a write-in. Which, you know, everybody has the right to do that. I'm not trying to squash that. But I think that 38 years ago, these women came out. And just before that election, we found out one was forgery. She forged the yearbook signature. That kind of condemned all of them in my eyes.
The thing about that is she claimed he molested her when she was 14. And then she ran him down and got him to sign her yearbook when she was 16. Well,
yeah.
If somebody molested you at 14, would you really run him down to sign your yearbook?
No.
Don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you can get ready for it, because that's going to be the main theme. The Democrats know they can't win on issues.
When Trump won,
they proved they can't win on issues anymore. So they're going to win
on dirt.
False accusations and false accusing people. And as long as people keep buying this stuff about the women, they're going to be a woman come up against every good man that's running for office. Next year, you can count on it.
You know, and we're going to see them hit the president with a barrage of these.
It's already started.
Megyn Kelly's already started it. She's interviewing them, and it's the same one so far that came out during the campaign, and they were already debunked. They were proven to be wrong. And,
he won the election. They told all this stuff before the election, and he won the election, so I proved the people didn't believe it. So,
their Russian investigation isn't working, so they got to bring this one back out.
I'll tell you where Trump made his mistake. He made his mistake by ever appointing Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. He should have left him in the Senate, because he has done absolutely nothing since he's been Attorney General. He's let the Democrats run the Justice Department. This guy's a spineless idiot, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
he should never have been Attorney General.
I'm really worried about that. And I thought about you earlier this week, because I know we both really liked Sessions, and we thought he was going to be good. But we thought he was just a little mad dog, but he's disappeared. And I want to think that he's doing something behind the scenes, and nobody knows what the little mild, meek man is doing. But I'm worried that it's not that.
Yeah, I was all in favor when they put him in. Well, I'd always heard good reports about him, but he's done absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
He refused to investigate Hillary Clinton. They've got a good case right there. He refuses to do that. And he's a liar. Boy, what happened there?
I don't know. I'm having equipment trouble. So
anyway, he is allowing the... who's a Democrat, to just about run the Justice Department. He is not doing his job, and they should have left him in the Senate and appointed. I wanted Giuliani. He'd have been a guy that would have stood up to
him. I like Giuliani. I think he would have been tough, and maybe, I don't know. You know, this is, Jones is only in there for a short time. Maybe they can get him back out, but Alabama made a mistake. As I said, presidents come and presidents go, but Congress stays and stays and stays and stays, and they are the corrupt culprits that are ruining people's lives.
Well, here's the thing about this guy being in there. He's going to be voting on all the bills, be one more vote against Trump for the next 3 years. That's what the whole deal amounts to. And if they'll get that tax thing passed before the first of the year, he'll be there to vote against the tax thing. The Republicans are so stupid, they can't get together and do anything anymore. But I don't know what's wrong with them, but they're afraid of their own shadows. And if they get beat next year, it won't be because of Trump. It'll be because they hadn't done anything.
That's exactly right. And everybody's blaming Donald Trump. And it isn't his fault that they wouldn't repeal Obamacare. It isn't his fault that they've sat here and manipulated and torn apart this tax reform bill. And now Marco Rubio is coming out against it. And I wanted to talk about that just a little bit here in just a few minutes. And I'm telling you, it's just a mess, CW. And American people had better wake up, or they're going to have no liberty left at all if they if this comes down and the Democrats win and they get rid of your president. We're finished. We will never get another hand in there. We will never have another opportunity.
You're exactly right, Beth Ann. So, I better let somebody else talk, but I appreciate what you're doing.
All right. Thank you, CW. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
I wanted to talk about something petty that's going on, but since I just mentioned Marco Rubio, I want to elaborate on that. Marco Rubio, I have said many, many times, I never trusted him. Now, I thought when he had his first time, when he was talking after a debate back in 2012, and he was all nervous and he couldn't get enough water down, and they made fun of him. To me, that showed that he was real. But he was just a rhino in training. And now he is stepping up to become the new John McCain. He is threatening, declared yesterday, that he will vote against the GOP sweeping tax package unless negotiators expand its child tax credit. Now you think, now Beth Ann, come on, you like kids. Well, yeah, I like kids. But it's jeopardizing the Republicans' razor-thin margin of getting this thing passed. But what Rubio wants is to increase the portion of the basic $2,000 per child tax credit that would go to low-income families. Now think about that. $2,000 per child. We never got that when I had all my kids at home. In the current bill, families that pay little or no income tax, they receive only $1,100 per child. Now think about this. They pay nothing in, but they're going to receive $1,100 per child. Think about if they had four children, five children, six children. Now, no, I'm not against the children. But this is a redistribution of wealth. This is to get votes. You know, Rubio's not up for election in the next one. It's the next one he's up for. So he has nothing to lose here by fighting the president, which he's going to do every step of the way, every chance he gets. What do you think about that? Should somebody who pays no income tax at all be getting tax returns? Because that's when you've overpaid, not when you've underpaid. I don't get that. You and I are paying for their children's. I didn't get that when I had my five. I worked two jobs sometimes. My husband worked one job full time and worked weekends. It's Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. And we'll be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And as we were going into the break, I was talking about Marco Rubio, and I want to finish up on that, and then we'll go to the phone lines. He says, given all the other changes they've made in the tax code leading into it, I can't in good conscience support it unless we are able to increase the refundable portion of it. And there's ways to do it, and we'll be very reasonable about it. He's going to be reasonable about how he spends your money and gives it away. Now, I'm not against helping the children. I'm not against helping the poor. But I have a problem with Marco Rubio. I have a problem with Marco Rubio. We're going to go to Joy in Oklahoma. Joy, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann, the voice for America.
Well, thank
That's
you.
Your voice.
Thank
hey,
you.
I appreciate you. I want to go back to the very, very beginning of politics with George Washington.
Okay.
And he was a Christian, and President Trump wants to make America great again, he's going to have to go back and see what George Washington was.
I agree.
You know, they came here for freedom of religion, and they had the sound, sure truth, I really feel like. And so, you know, it all began on Button Street, up there in New York. And right there by the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little church that was way back then, in the beginning. And when the Twin Tower fell, it didn't strike that little church, but it hit the tree in the yard there. And it's still there today, that little church.
I do remember that.
And if you don't mind, I can tell people how to find all this information.
Well, do it quickly.
Jonathan Kahn, C-A-H-N. He has two books called The Shemitah and The Paradigm. And you can find them probably on the Internet.
Okay. All right. Well,
I really appreciate you, Beth Ann. I thank you for returning my calls. I'm working on supporting you.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joy. Joy is a new listener from a station in Oklahoma that actually, with when I changed over with the satellite receivers, was able to go live. And so she's a new listener there. We have Roger from New Mexico. He's been around a while. Roger, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm your engineer on call.
You are.
I love yours. I wanted to comment on, it seems like everything's out of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's terrible that grown, intelligent, professional men mistreat women like they do. I don't think Trump's a misogynist. I think in his younger years, he let things go to his head. And I can't say I wouldn't have done the same things he did if I was in the same shoes. Men like women. But we're not talking about murder, are we?
No.
We're not talking about murder. We're not talking about a serious crime. So someone got kissed. BFD, sorry. But he didn't cut her head off, did he? And what gets me is things like Benghazi. I never heard anybody ever say anything about this. That the two people that were killed first, the ambassador and Sean Smith. Sean Smith was an IT contractor who knew all about Hillary's misuse of her server. He actually helped install it and knew how it was run, the whole nine yards. It's very interesting that he got posted to Benghazi when Libya was in turmoil, and then Hillary had all the security removed. Kind of eliminated one of her problems, didn't it?
It kind of did, didn't it? And I think that's part of what they're afraid of if they get a hold of some of these emails that have been missing and wiped out and some of the information that they're trying to cover up and when the fix was in for her to get elected and that didn't work, then they decided, well, they got to get rid of the president that the people chose and elected. And it's not free America right now. What's going on? This is not freedom, people. This is not liberty. This is not independence. This is a corrupt government, deep state, fighting within, and they don't like we the people. They don't want you to get your power back, and that's why they called President Donald Trump's inauguration speech dark, because he talked about restoring the republic. And
yes,
we've got to go back to the basics, and I think people are afraid to do that. They don't know what that really means. They go, if we go back that many years, we're going to go back to slavery, we're going to go back to this. No, that's not what it means. That means we're going to go back to that spirit of independence and understand we don't need D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. We don't need them. They need us. And
but we need Trump, because he's the only one that says things like when they said, the Russians are evil and they have people killed and all that. And Trump said, you think we're so innocent?
Hmm. I agree. And boy, they just went like that was just terrible, you know. And we're not so.
Yeah,
innocent.
Yeah. We're goody two shoes. Well, I'll let you go. Thanks for listening.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call. You know, it's we're not defending their misbehavior with women. We're not defending that at all. But it is a distraction, and you need to beware because they are pulling the wool over your eyes, my friends. They're pulling the wool over your eyes, and it's a constant barrage of fake news or half truths or things that don't really matter. And this one gal, this just shows you how petty and ugly they are. And meow. The cat fight begins. Well, this April Ryan, which I've never heard of her before, And she's one that came out with this gal that just got let go. She says she resigned. But whatever the case may be, this lady, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, had posted her pictures of the pie baking that she was doing prior to Thanksgiving. And this woman accused her of Piegate and fake pie baking. That she was just showing pictures to make it look like, why would she care if people thought she baked a pie or not baked a pie? How petty can that possibly be? So yesterday in a press conference, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders had some important things to be said in the press conference, and at the end she said she was going to join everybody for pie, and she called this gal out by name. We have serious things going on, and this reporter is accusing Sarah Huckabee Sanders of fake pie baking. Meow. How petty and catty can you possibly get? And how is that something that a news reporter would even care about? They don't care about what's really happening. They don't care about that your liberty is being infringed upon. They'll scream, we need to do things for the children. We need to do things for the illegal aliens. We need to do things for this. Everything needs to be taken care of but you. We the people. Even on the so-called conservative shows. You know how they talk Tuesday night. It was best for the party that Roy Moore lost. Well, that remains to be seen. But why was that even said? He lost, the other guy won. And it's like CW said, Alabama chose. They chose somebody who stands against life, an abortionist. Somebody who stands for death. We have Mike Holding from Illinois. Mike, if you will be patient with me, I'm going to get to you as soon as we come back from this break. I apologize that I'm taking so long. Just had to get something off my chest. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be with Mike right back.
Moments from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask AJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're going to go to Ray from Illinois. Ray, I'm sorry I called you Mike, but you're Ray, and you are here.
Oh, that's okay.
How are you today?
I've been called worse.
Mike's a good guy.
Well, first of all, Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
I think one of the reasons they hate Trump so much is because he brought Christ back into the White House.
Mm.
And this goes back to the woman that you had on in about Washington. See, that little stone church, that's where, this goes back to Isaiah 9:10. A destruction of a country will be returned to its ground of consecration. Now, that little stone church at one time where Washington consecrated the United States to Christ, all that property around it was owned by that little stone church, and it just so happens those twin towers were on that property.
Hmm. Okay.
It's pretty deep.
It is.
And
the guy
she was talking about, his name is Rabbi Jonathan Cahn. He's a Messianic Jew.
Okay. I've got it.
A very interesting story is what he tells and how he lays it out.
All right. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Bye.
We have Tom in Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Hi. I'm just going to say, I think we're going to get Trump for 8 years. And, that's going to be a good thing, I think. I don't know if he really understands the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but at least he isn't trying to get us, you know? Like these other guys, they're working against us. And, I think it's, and this new tax plan, I guess it'll be good for me, but the thing is they're just replacing an unconstitutional tax with another unconstitutional tax. So I think in the long run, I think, you know, Trump's going to help, but I don't think it's going to be enough.
One thing that I'm hoping will happen with all of this being exposed to the American people, I hope, excuse me, I hope they're seeing it. And I mean everyone. Those of us who call ourselves conservatives and those who want to call themselves Democrats or socialists, I want them to see the corruption that's going on. And all of it is against you. It doesn't matter which party you're affiliated with. They are against you. And the things that they bring out, you know, Rubio wanting to give all this money to those who don't pay into they don't pay any income tax, so why should they get something back? What you get back is a refund for overpaying. So you're going to get back just a little bit, and they want to get, you know, if I had five kids, I told my producer I never got $10,000 refund. I had five children. My husband worked, I worked. Sometimes I worked two jobs. I had two part-time jobs for a while. Took in babysitting sometimes, and he worked on weekends as well as his full-time construction job. I mean, we did what we had to do, and it was rough. Those boys will eat you out of house and home, literally. They'll eat you out of house and home, and they grow through, they have growth spurts. You can't keep them in shoes. You can't keep them in pants. I mean, it was just, that's part of raising a family. I'm not complaining, but I'm saying, I don't know why these families that are poor, and I can appreciate where they're from. I was poor. I felt like I was poor. I'm not really, you know, in their eyes, but it was tough making it. But why should you get something when you haven't paid in?
I don't know, because it's, you know, the system is so, you know, torqued out of shape.
You got that right.
You know, How do you put a yardstick on? I mean, it's like in Flint versus Stone Tracy, the Supreme Court said, well, look, taxes don't have to be fair, but they have to be legal. So I just, you know, instead of thinking about it all, I just stick it. Well, it's not legal. So, you know, I mean,
it's not fair or legal.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is if, you know, now, you know, if you, all the, you know, they say that the tenth of a percent of people own about half of the wealth of the whole world, or something like, I don't know, something ridiculous. And it it's always been the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And where does it end? Obamacare, that's welfare. And you have welfare when, you know, there isn't enough money in the economy. And so there's poor people, and you can't have them dropping in the streets. And the point is, I think so much of the wealth has been bled out of the country. From 1913, when all this stuff started, it took them, what, about 17 years, 1929, to bankrupt the country. Mm. And we're still on that same road. And we can't turn around.
You're right. You're right. We're in a mess. And it's, you know, government can't give you something without first taking it away from someone else. If you,
exactly. That's why, there's no such thing as fair.
There isn't anything. You're right. Life is not fair. Mama used to say that all the time. Life is not fair. Get over it, girl. Get over it. But we're going to fight for liberty. We're going to continue to fight for that, Tom. And Marco Rubio, I've never had a lot of love for Marco Rubio. And right now, he's showing his true colors. He's going against the president again. Not that I think this tax reform bill is a great thing, but he's going against him again to make him look bad. He's not up. I think I'm correct on this. We're just about out of time. He's not up for election this next election. It'll be the next time he's up. So he doesn't care right now. He'll make his impressions before his election. And I think I'm correct on that. I could be wrong, but I think I'm correct.
Maybe a little sour grapes, but thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Tom. I appreciate the call there from Michigan. We have had calls from Missouri, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Illinois, and Michigan. Joy said, I'm the voice of America. Somebody asked me this week, what would you call yourself? If you had to describe yourself, as I'm trying to find people that would join in with the show and help, I said, I am you. I am you. I'm the sister. I'm the mother. I'm the wife. I'm the neighbor. I'm the aunt. I'm just the average American who's worried about the future for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. I just had a new grandbaby a week and a half ago, and I'm going to have another grandbaby on Monday, and my second great-grandbaby on February. Now, the years are catching up, but I'm not old yet because I've got a lot to live for. And it's time, as we talk about coming home for Christmas, isn't it time that America came home? Let's bring America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.